Welcome back to the Finsiders. It's a Tuesday around much of the NFL. That's an off day, but not here in South Florida. Dolphins still going with this modified schedule. So the players were working today to talk about practice, the last game and the next game, is Tyson Klabo, the starting right tackle for the Miami Dolphins. Let's get one thing out of the way right off the bat, because it's a question you're going to be asked a bunch of times this week. And are you excited to face your old team, the Atlanta Falcons, this Sunday at Sun Life Stadium?
Of course. You know, I have a lot of friends on that team. I was there for, a really long time. 8 seasons is a long time to be in one place. So, of course I'm excited, and it should be fun.
How are the first 2 games as a Dolphin gone for you so far? Obviously, 2 wins, that's the main thing.
Yeah, it's great to win. There's no doubt. 2 conference road wins first 2 weeks of the season. I couldn't be happier with that.
People don't realize how hard it is to win on the road, let alone back-to-back. And when you guys had the burden of maybe not running the football as well as you wanted to against the Browns, you come back, you get over 100 yards. That had to mean something as well for that offensive line and the tight ends and the running backs as well.
Well, as an offense, we didn't have any panic. The run game wasn't what we had hoped it would have been week 1, but there was no panic anywhere. Confident group all across the board. We knew that if we had some things that we had to correct, and we would get them corrected, and that we would be able to run the football. I think we did that well.
101 yards on the ground against the Colts, but the passing game was clicking once again. And the touchdown pass to Mike Wallace for 18 yards. You and Charles Clay both with the key blocks early on. Pouncey had a key block later on in that play. It was great to see, the offensive line getting so involved in a pass play, not sort of in the traditional way we think about it. Is it fun for you to kind of be able to get out in space and do something like that?
No, I'm a big fan of that play. I've run it several times in my career. The most impressive block for me had to be Pouncey.
I was going to say, yeah.
Getting downfield like that. I mean, he can run really well. And to get down there and to fit up on that safety and to maintain contact with him and allow Mike to get in the end zone is impressive athletically.
I was going to ask, as a veteran offensive lineman, how many centers do you think out of 32, I'm not even talking specific guys, any year, how many centers out of 32? I mean, it was 12, 15 yards up the field, and the guy's out there putting a safety down.
No, he can run. There's probably one other guy that looks a lot like him that can probably run very similar.
It'd be a tight race.
Yeah. So, his athleticism is pretty special.
What's the vibe like on the football team right now? You go on the road 2 weeks in a row. You come back 2-0. What's the vibe in the locker room right now? You have to be so excited about, number one, being undefeated, but moving forward, to your next opponent, and it's a team you know very well. How's the room been this week so far? I know it's early, but how's it been so far?
Well, I think we're focused right now. I think we're confident. But I think that we have enough experience on our team to realize that you can't just roll your helmet out there, because you're going to get beat if you don't show up ready to play. And I think that our opponent this week is a pretty good football team. And I think everybody knows that if we don't show up ready to play, that they could put a hurting on us pretty quick.
Tyson Klabo is here, the Dolphins starting right tackle. You've been on some teams in Atlanta the last couple of years, have won a lot of games in the regular season. What's the key? You get off to a fast start. Check. Dolphins have done that. What's the key to sustaining it here in this next portion?
I think just not being satisfied is a huge part of that. In this league, you're only as good as your last play or your last game, and so you can't rest on your laurels ever in this league, or you're going to get beat quick.
You've been in the huddle with a guy that's arguably in the top quarterbacks in the league in Matt Ryan for 5 years, and now you've been through 2 games with a young quarterback in his second year in Ryan Tannehill. How's Ryan taken the reins of this football team? Not in doesn't have to be the leader, the vocal guy, but how's he handled his job just with the guys in that huddle?
I mean, he's in command. I mean, the huddle is his. There's no question in that area. And so, I think he understands that, and he knows that. He's confident in that. And so when he has something to say, he says it, and everybody shuts up, and they listen. That's the way it has to be in this league. You can't have too much going on in there, or somebody's going to miss something, and so you have to be focused on what he's saying. And so far, I think we've done a pretty good job of that.
Tyson Klabo, one of 2 guys getting ready to face his former team on Sunday at Sun Life Stadium. Brent Grimes, of course, is the other. Let's talk a little bit more about this Falcons offense. Even in a broad sense, everybody knows there's some exceptional talent there at quarterback, at wide receiver, obviously at tight end, maybe the best to ever do it in Tony Gonzalez. Your insights having, you know, played alongside these guys, most of them, you know, the last several years.
Well, I mean, if you're not where you need to be, you know, they're going to make you pay. I mean, there's no doubt. You know, and I'm confident that our defense understands that, and they're going to do what they have to do. You know, fortunately for me, that's not my problem. you know, I have a whole different set of problems. You know, defensively, they're very talented. I'm very familiar with a lot of those guys. I mean, you know, practiced against them for a long time. So, you know, I know the challenge that's ahead of us, and it's big. You know, they're good. And, you know, I think that we're up to the challenge. You know, we just have to play well and protect the football and just not, you know, hurt ourselves with penalties and stuff like that. And at the end of the game, I think we're gonna be in a position to have an opportunity to win it.
And that's all you can ask for. Obviously, when you spend, you know, as many years as you did with the team, it's tough to move on. But are you enjoying kind of the fresh start and a new beginning, so to speak, this year with the Dolphins?
Yeah, I'm having fun. You know, sometimes a change does you good, and you know, a little rejuvenation maybe. You know, I still feel healthy. I still feel like I'm having fun, and I'm still feel like I'm capable of playing. You know, at a acceptable level, and you know, I'm going to keep doing that as long as I can.
Really nice, Tyson Claypool. Great stuff. Really appreciate the time. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this game on Sunday. Falcons broadcaster Dave Archer is going to call in, and we'll talk to him. Tyson, really appreciate it. Thanks,
all
man.
All right, thanks.
All right, absolutely. Attention, fanatics. You can now ride Tri-Rail to and from Dolphins home games. Avoid traffic and save money on parking. Visit dolphins.com/Tri-Rail for details. Dave Archer will join us in 2 minutes. You're watching the Finsiders on Fox Sports Florida, and you're listening on dolphins.com and the Finsiders Radio Network.